Good evening, this is your Tesla Daily Update for March 7, 2026. Today's Tesla story is less about one headline and more about how the company is expanding on several fronts at once. First, Tesla is pushing deeper into commercial transport. Reports this week say the company plans to add 64 new mega charger stations across major U.S. freight corridors, with especially strong coverage in California, Texas, and several southeastern states. For investors and logistics watchers, that matters because infrastructure is what turns the Tesla Semi from an interesting product into a scalable business. Second, Tesla officially confirmed that the six-seat Model YL is headed to Australia and New Zealand in 2026. This longer wheelbase version uses a 2-2-2 seating layout, giving the Model Y a more family-focused and premium configuration. It suggests Tesla still sees room to broaden the appeal of its core crossover platform in global markets. Third, Tesla appears to be moving another step closer to winding down the Model S and Model X. The latest signal is their removal from the U.S. referral program, following earlier indications that production of both flagship models will end in the second quarter of 2026. That reflects a sharper focus on higher volume vehicles, autonomy, and newer product categories. And finally, there was a notable incident in Santa Monica, where two Cybertrucks were destroyed in a parking garage fire. Authorities said the vehicles were not plugged in at the time, and the cause remains under investigation. For now, it is a local news story rather than a confirmed product issue, but it is one more headline Tesla will likely want clarified quickly. Looking at the bigger picture, today's news reinforces the same pattern we've seen for months. Tesla is concentrating resources on scale, infrastructure, and platform efficiency, even as legacy models and isolated controversies compete for attention. That's all for today's Tesla update. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news.